Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi. Okay, if it's all right with you, we will tape the interview right now, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, if I can get you to say your name and who you are just for ID purposes.
Sure, my name is Kurt, C-U-R-T, last name is Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N. I'm currently a county supervisor of San Bernardino County and a former Republican floor leader for the state assembly for the last 6 years.
Absolutely. So it's a very big day for you. I know this is going to happen at 11. Just describe what it feels like now. You've reached the end of the road here and this statue is going to be unveiled.
It's very exciting for me to actually see one of the bills that we've put into law come into fruition right in front of you. So a lot of times when we do these bills and laws, they go into regulation and you may or may not see the outcome for many years. But this is something that was important to me and many other people to make sure that our only governor and president, from California be memorialized with a statue and to have him come out in the Capitol where we have a lot of fourth graders come every year to kind of remind people of Ronald Reagan's history and what he's done for the world and for the United States. It's very exciting for me.
And this marks particularly his time as governor. I mean, what was so? I mean, obviously, then he went on to, two terms in the White House, and all that impact and the time a lot of people look back on quite fondly now. But what was it? Was it about him as a Californian and him as governor of this state that was so special?
Well, for me, governor and then President Reagan was the political hero of my youth. And continues to have a great influence on me today. I was able to meet with him when I was in my teens as a high school. I went to some events. I remember I was in a Boy Scout uniform at the time, and he came up and shook my hand, and I remember him staring me in the eyes and saying, "Very nice to meet you." It was very, very cool. It left a big impression on me to do public service. And his vision of courage and ability to communicate with the people are qualities I strive for and try to emulate myself as the new elected supervisor. And I have some great people from my history, from my youth. I think former Secretary George Shultz will be representing the Reagan family today and some others to speak on his behalf. So it's just an exciting time.
And I take it as the unveiling and everything, this is a bipartisan event, right?
Oh, absolutely. My bill needed to. I was a Republican in the time where Democrats were 2-1 in the Assembly and the Senate, and it took bipartisan support and Governor Brown to sign it. And if you recall, Governor Brown replaced then-Governor Reagan when he ran and became president. So it's kind of a full circle around for Governor Brown, and I really appreciate all the bipartisan support for this going through the House and the Senate and from the governor's office to sign it.
And describe, because I presume you've had an advanced view of this statue. Maybe you haven't, if not, tell me. But do tell me what it looks like, what people will see there in Sacramento if they visit.
Well, actually, I have not seen the statue. I know there's different renderings that people are looking at the time, and the statue creation of world-renowned sculptor Douglas Van Hout is going to unveil it for me for the first time, and there's going to be a duplicate exact copy of it in the Reagan library as well. But I have not seen it, so I'm excited to see it myself this morning and in a little bit, and to see what the world's going to see for the first time at that time.
And for people who might not be familiar with the Capitol there in Sacramento, where exactly is this? I mean, just tell me about the setting where those fourth graders and others will see it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in the middle of the rotunda, which is in the old part of the building, the bottom floor, right across from the gift shop and where a lot of visitors go, and down the hall from the cafeteria. So it's where most people go throughout the day. So it should be very visible for all and to hopefully remind us of what Reagan has accomplished over the years, both his time as governor and as president.
And am I right in thinking that there's at least one other statue in that same site?
There was. There was a rendering of Christopher Columbus in that time period that was removed. I'm not sure they moved it to a different location. One of the biggest hurdles of the bill was to figure out who's going to be the committee to figure out where the statue is going to be on the Senate side, and that was worked out. Negotiating back and forth, and this is where they came up with it. So, it's a very historical part of the building of the Capitol, and I know they're moving things around to keep that perspective. But it's an honor to have, President Reagan and Governor Reagan back into the building.
And certainly on the Republican side, do you feel that Reagan and his ideals are still alive and kicking in the Republican Party? Because, I mean, obviously you said, you know, 2-1 Democrats versus Republicans, and it's kind of well documented, you know, the GOP's fortunes in this state haven't been the best recently. But, I mean, you can still hope for the city on a hill, I suppose.
Exactly. He brought America back for the weariness of the late 70s and restored both our pride and our economy. He was always the optimist, which I really admired about him, and his vision of America as a shining city on the hill resonated with all Americans at the time. And, you know, it's something for us as politicians to learn by, is to be set the vision, you know, and get, you know, all the people surrounded by that vision and work together as a goal to make that vision happen. And he touched all their hearts with his warmth and humor, and certainly earned the title of the greatest communicator.
Thank you very much for your time, and I'll ask my usual final question, which is, was there anything else you need to get across to our listeners? Was there anything else I missed out?
No, I appreciate you covering it and look forward to the response today. So thank you so much.
Great. And actually, you're going the backwards route, aren't you? The state lawmaker, then county supervisor. Very often it goes the other way around.
Yeah, well, actually, San Bernardino County is the fourth largest county in the nation, and it has a huge budget. So for me, to be one of five people to get something done is actually a nice step.
Actually, that's a good point. One of your colleagues at the LA County Board of Supervisors is now thinking of making a run for Congress, I believe.
In fact, the person I ran against to get the spot was a U.S. Congresswoman at the time, and we're finding out that, you know, be one of many is sometimes not as good as one of a few, and I love my new job as well. But, you know, I do miss the Capitol, but it's nice being effective and, you know, being, like I said, one of five people that gets things done in the county.
Great. I'm really happy we could do this. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.